The Oklahoma-based Hobby Lobby chain operates stores in 41 states, including Wisconsin, where it employs 400 people. Only 200 of the Wisconsin employees qualify for the company health insurance plan. Hobby Lobby's attorney, Kyle Duncan, says the morning after pill coverage mandate violates the Christian values of Hobby Lobby, but he says the company isn't opposed to all forms of contraception.
Hobby Lobby will continue to offer contraception for their employees in the form of preventive birth control. That is not an issue in this case because of Hobby Lobby's beliefs. They're not against contraception per se. They're against abortion-inducing drugs and devices.
But Nicole Safar of Wisconsin Planned Parenthood says the only difference between conventional contraception and the morning-after pill is that one is designed to work just after you've had sex.
They work in the same way as regular hormonal birth control that you take every day. They are essentially the same medication. So they're... really doesn't seem to me to be a difference between insurance coverage of the two.
Miller says the bottom line is that companies shouldn't be making religious or political decisions about what constitutes basic health care for women. There are now more than 20 lawsuits challenging the mandated contraceptive insurance coverage in the Affordable Care Act. Hobby Lobby is the first non-Catholic organization to file such a suit. Under the law, the company could face millions of dollars in fines if it violates the mandate. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.